Fidelity Crypto is built on 80 years of investing experience with the same discipline we apply to everything we do. So you can trade crypto and stocks together at Fidelity while getting industry-leading security for all your investments. That's crypto without compromise. Visit fidelity.com/crypto to get started. That's fidelity.com/crypto. Crypto is offered by Fidelity Digital Assets NA, is not insured by FDIC or SIPC, and includes risk of significant loss. Securities are offered by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
What's more exciting than two NFL division rivals going head-to-head in Australia? It's knowing you can watch it live on Netflix. Netflix is expanding its NFL coverage this season and beyond. In addition to the Rams and the Niners kicking off week one, be sure to catch the first ever Thanksgiving Eve matchup and two Christmas Day games on Netflix. Watch week one of the NFL on Netflix. The Los Angeles Rams versus the San Francisco 49ers live on Netflix Thursday, September 10th at 8:35 p.m. Eastern, 5:35 p.m. Pacific.
Cozy season is ahead, and you'll be spending way more time inside. Is your home ready? Don't worry. With Wayfair, you can upgrade your space without breaking the bank. Score up to 70% off during their Labor Day clearance on furniture, area rugs, mattresses, and more. Plus, surprise flash deals you can't miss. Whether it's one room or the whole house, Wayfair has pieces for every style and budget. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. It is Friday, August 21st. Quick happy anniversary to my parents. 44 years they've been married. 44 years. I'm 42, so they didn't get a lot of time to enjoy each other's company until the kids started coming. On their 44th anniversary, they got to witness the Packers win a football game. Their first win since December 7th of last year. Now, we are coming at you live on a Friday in a basement unknown. If I'm not in my basement and I'm going to do a podcast, it's going to be some in another basement. That's what we're doing here. You're in your basement. Yes, I am. That's my shtick. That's what's on my bio. I am doing these from basements. We have plans to tour basements. You think I'm just going to be a basement guy and not highlight yours? How about next summer, 2027 summer basement tour? I'll come do pods in your basement. I like that idea. And I need a lot of time to work on that, so next summer is good. Thunder, feel the thunder. It's his in-laws' anniversary and his mom's birthday, August 21. It's a big day. Now, I will also tell you this, Mitch. What's 9 months from right now? May 19th, which is my birthday. My birthday is 9 months from my parents' anniversary. I did the math on that very early in life. And they told me my math was correct. I was made in Houston, Texas. Never been. Well, I have, but I haven't been out of I was not outside of, I don't know how it works. My kid's at that age where he's like, how did I get in mommy's belly? Even I don't know, kid. Even I don't know. Okay, Packers. I think the game's about over. We're starting early live due to network obligations. Trey Smack just hit another field goal. This one would have been of what variety here? How long was this one? I'm not like 38 yards. Okay. So 38, he made one from 43. He made another one from 59. He made another one from 51. So Trey Smack has been doing very well in this preseason, and that's good. I'm trying to work on this shit, okay? I am trying to work on this, truly. because like I want the Packers to have a good kicker, and I know the last couple of years they've had a really bad kicker, and part of the reason they did not beat the Bears was Brandon McManus, even though there's a million other things. Let's all crack a cold one tonight together, if you don't mind. A cold one, that's right. And by a cold one, I, of course, mean Diet Mountain Dew. Not the Diet American Dew, which that was a nice one-month fun thing they did. I'm just not going to like... I like that Trey Smack's doing well, of course. But, one, I want to see it in the regular season. It's nice in the preseason. And for the kickers, I don't think the... pressure is going to be like there's pressure on him now. He's a rookie kicker. He got drafted. He has to do well. There's been a history since Mason Crosby left MC that we haven't really had a kicker. I mean, we had the whole Anders Carlson experiment, right? And then, you know, McManus and Havrajugba and that other guy. Didn't we try out some dude from Germany or something? I can't keep track. So I'm excited that Trey Smack is doing well in the preseason. I'm going to need to see that, right? I'm going to need to see that in the regular. I'm not like tomorrow when it's a normal day and we're all in real life and we see people, whether it's at a sporting event or your kid's game or the mall or the grocery store or your bar or wherever you're going, the coffee shop. I'm not talking about Trey Smack in real life. I'm not having Trey Smack conversations in real life. We'll obviously do it here. We're talking Packers. And this is a format where we're talking Packers, but I'm not going to be like if I see somebody tomorrow wearing a green and gold shirt or a G hat, I'm not going to be like, hey, smack that. Smack that ass, right? Smack that. I'm not going to do that. I'm happy he's doing well. I'm totally fine with drafting kickers. You know, the way that things are going, too, is you might see more kickers get drafted in the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds because they're going to stay in the pros. There's this thing happening where college, I've only, like, tangentially seen this. But I have seen it, and I'm sure you've seen stories as well, where guys are getting cut in the NFL and then going back to college like right now. Like they're joining college teams. And if it looks like they're not going to make the team, there's reports. Andrew Brandt had this tweet or that he's heard that people are asking, look, if you're going to cut me, just cut me now. I can get some eligibility left with the way that the – NIL is going. NIL, we say that it encompasses more than just college kids getting money. But when this happened, there were so many unknown things that were going to happen that we couldn't even fathom. And guys actively participating in a training camp and preseason games in the pros, then going back to college for their eligibility is not something we could have forecast. But it is happening. I think it's gross. I don't like it. It makes no sense. We can't just Billy Madison college football and if people go back if they want to graduate. We can't be doing this. But we are. So kickers, I think, are not going to be in that category. And I'm saying this because I've always, like, even when they took Brett Conway in the third round, if you need a kicker, take a kicker. Now, you got to, like, okay, could we still, if we're taking him in the third round, could we still get him in the fifth? Sebastian Janikowski goes in the first round. You could have got him in the second. But when you want a guy, I think it's okay to pay up and get that guy. If Trey Smack is, if he's good for 5 years and then he sucks, obviously the pick was worth it. Obviously it was. I mean, what's the difference? You're going to, there's a kicker you want, draft him. Instead, you're waiting. Someone else might take him. And then if he's a free agent, you and 30 other teams are calling this guy. And he was the guy that you wanted. So instead of getting, you know, another defensive lineman you're just going to cut anyway, I'm fine with getting a kicker. I'm just, I'm not talking about Trey Smack outside of this. And I think a lot of Packer fans are. But as I've realized, I am not a normal Packer fan. And I think I do use that saying derogatorily. Like when I say I'm not the same as every Packer fan, I don't think that I'm different. I think that I'm better. I do think I'm a better Packer fan than a lot of other fans. But I don't want to be. I want to be dumb Packer fan. I want to be local bar Jello shot Packer fan. I want to go out and talk to everyone I know about Trey Smack for the next 2 weeks. I want to be super fucking pumped about a preseason win. Like, it matters to me. 33-13, the final, Packers beating Denver. I want to be a guy who, you know, loves Julius Peppers. But I don't, because he told Morgan Burnett to go down. I'm not. There's other people like me. I'm going to start to backtrack a little bit. I just don't. How do I want to say this? Like, I love the Packers. I do love the Packers. I love them. They mean a lot to me. But the way that I'm different, I am going to backtrack that. I don't think I'm better. Now that I'm thinking about it, I actually might be worse. Because the Packers, the people that I'm thinking of, these jello shots and preseason, who am I to say that you're doing it wrong? Who am I to judge? Go talk about Trey Smack all weekend. Who am I to judge? You're watching these games tonight. You're glad to have Packer football back because you love the Packers and they make you happy. That's the difference between us. I love the Packers and they piss me off. They lose when they shouldn't. They keep coaches they shouldn't. They make stupid decisions. Yeah. I love the Packers as much as anybody else. But you love them and enjoy them. I love them and fucking hate them. I mean, I love the Packers. I'm still that idiot. You go to a shop. You ever go to these like shops and it's not a sports store, but they have like a few Packer items and all of a sudden you walk out of there with a Packer bottle opener you didn't need because they're like, we know the dumb husbands are going to come and fucking shop here and they're going to need some goddamn tumbler. Packers are plus 252 tonight, and you put 100 bones on those boys? That's a good night. Why is any preseason dog, every preseason line should be minus 100 and plus 115? How are there underdogs this big in the preseason? And why were the Packers such an underdog? Because they were playing against Sean Payton at home? Sean Payton in the third quarter, he's doing his old Sean Payton thing where he's like, oh, fuck you, ref. I don't like him, man. I do not like Sean Payton. I think he's performative. Basically, a lot of me comes down to, are you genuine? I like you. Are you performative? You're an asshole. And I'm trying to straddle the line between the two. What happened to the pegboard? Different basement tonight. Different basement. Where am I? Who fucking cares? Does it matter? I thought about pulling up, I'm on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream here. I wonder if I still have my old, remember all the different backgrounds I used to use? Oh, I think I've lost them. I don't know where they went. I had the stuff you'd put behind me. I had that living room. I don't even know where to go for those. Where do I go for that? Banners? Style? Yeah, I don't even know where that was, how I got there, what I'm doing. Big Bubs says LaFleur is trash. Yeah. I don't like them. You're well aware of that. All right, so let's tell you what happened tonight and what we need to know about this preseason game in which they did win. A lot of you had enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed it. We were watching the game tonight, but I was also watching Punk and Kevin Owens. SmackDown took top priority for that first hour. And then I didn't like how that match ended. But SmackDown takes priority on Friday nights in the Winkler house. Okay. So I caught the first touchdown on my laptop, but I still caught it. And Jordan Love looked good. And also, good play. That halfback angle pass. Lloyd went out to the left, did a little juke on a linebacker, and then scored. Going up against a linebacker, good recipe. The Broncos did it the next drive when Edge Cooper had to play man-to-man coverage, and he was in chase mode, which was the Broncos' only touchdown of the night. 33-13, the final. Packers, very, very good night. Do you want to talk about that first touchdown a little bit, just to talk about the Love aspect of it? 5 for 7, 56 yards and a touchdown. Tyrod then got in 4 for 8, 17 yards, also had a touchdown. And last week, after the preseason game, I said, are we talking about Jordan Love still in these preseason games? Are we talking about how did he look? Because we shouldn't anymore. Jordan Love makes $55 million to play quarterback, and he's damn good at it. Now, it did look like right away the Denver receiver could have, or the defender could have jumped on a pass that was intended for Christian Watson. And Watson, okay, he didn't catch that one, all right. And then Watson catches one and fumbles, but apparently he didn't. Interesting angle, but they gave the ball back to Green Bay. Watson, to me, this is make or break for him. He's been given all these opportunities, and there's been a lot of, like, things that have happened. Oh, stop, start, stop, start. He's hurt. Stop, start, stop, start. He gets a big contract. Stop, start, stop, start. It's just he hasn't the momentum there. And I still think his career is a lot different if he doesn't drop the first pass that he got from Rodgers in Minnesota. Right, he's been here for a while, Christian Watson. This has to be the year where it all comes together for him. He has to be our number one receiver. Now, Reed's good, of course. Golden, we expect a lot of. But you moved on from Dubs. It was weird seeing another guy wear 87 again. And then you moved on from Wicks. And I'm seeing the same video you guys are seeing out of Philadelphia, where in training camp, at least, he looks good. So they traded the full picture to get a few guys, and they could really focus on these guys, but they're going to need to step up then. Watson can't just be like, I was going to say James Jones, but Jones is good. He led that receive, you know, he led the league in receiving touchdowns 1 year. He's got to be, I mean, he's got to be a bona fide number one. I know that's a stupid played out who's the number one, who's the number two, but Watson's been given all these opportunities, and he's got to step up. I don't want to see Jordan Love throwing perfect balls to Christian Watson that he's not coming down with. And I think Love should put the pressure on him. Like, give Watson a couple of passes. If he ain't catching them, don't look his way. Make him a diva. You know, go over to the tight ends. Go over to Golden some more. Go over to Reed some more. Watson, we got all these guys. I don't know. I don't want to be like, oh, Wicks, we shouldn't have traded him, but he is looking good in the few videos that were posted designed to make him look good from Eagles training camp. So I like the receiver core. I do, but Watson, the way that I think a lot of people were on Chris Middleton, like Chris Middleton could do very good and you'd still shit on him, right? I feel like I was always, what are you doing? Middleton's great. But I feel like a lot of people give Watson a lot more leash than I'm giving him. And again, I'm just some guy, as Bobby says, doing a late night post game in a root cellar with a chair from 1970 with the complimentary ottoman Okay. See, you got a little basement. We're in a basement. We're in a basement. Cheers. Love is fine, says Big Bubs. Love is more than fine, is my point. I shouldn't have even brought him up. Because last week we were watching the game and somebody goes to me, how's love look? We shouldn't be talking about that. Shouldn't be talking about that at all. If you want to join, if you're live, I do have the links up. I got some voicemails I'm going to play before I wrap things up here. But still got plenty of time to talk Packers. That's the thing with Smack. Yeah, Bobby's right. He is drilling these all down the center. So it's not just that he's making them. They look really good. I'm just a piece of shit that has to be like, oh, okay, he's good, but he's not that good. Well, what's the matter? In fact, Tim, if you could edit out everything I've done in post. Actually, Tim probably won't do that. I was supposed to be at some golf outing thing with him this weekend. And I didn't bail. I never committed. But I gave him like a, oh, yeah, I'll totally be down. As long as I don't go out of town that weekend, which then I did. I'm at my in-laws. I don't know. I'm not trying to be secretive. Might hit up a Timber Rattlers game this weekend. I don't know yet. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
Hi, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. Are you looking for a beach read this summer? May I suggest your big wireless bill? It's got suspense, mystery, a slightly flat emotional arc, and a shocking twist where you realize you've been overpaying the entire time. Fortunately, though, Mint's story is better. Every plan, $15 a month, even unlimited. That's it. Happy ending. Zero tears.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 month plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
Whether it's a birthday trip, a family reunion, or just a fun getaway, booking a Vrbo vacation rental means no worrying about surprises. Vrbo Care and 24/7 live support have your back if something's off. The Love by Guest filter helps you find top-rated homes, and verified reviews mean real feedback from real Vrbo guests. So you know exactly what you're booking.
Honestly, I just booked my Vrbo because there was a sweet wine fridge.
Hey, we all have our reasons. Don't walk into a surprise. If you know, you Vrbo. Terms apply. See Vrbo.com/trust for details.
So the wide receiver thing, they need to step up. Your best receiver of the night was Will Shepard, 6 for 47 and a touchdown. He had that toe tapper. Isaiah Nair, again, I think he is somebody. Is he going to make the roster? And is he going to get opportunities? Like, you fall in love with these guys. I think I mentioned this last week. Lambert Smith from the Chargers. I think he's really good. But there's guys in front of him. And then even if he gets an opportunity with injuries, you're still like the 3 or the 4. It's hard for those guys. Another guy that I was really fond of, Ryan Flournoy from Dallas. I've been on his watch for a few years with Dynasty Leagues. Finally, he's getting some run, but he's still behind CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And whatever version of Brandon Cooks or Gabe Davis or, one of those kind of guys the Cowboys always seem to have as their 3. Like, who's the other guy I'm thinking of? Like a DeMarcus Robinson, just one of those kind of guys. They just always have that guy. Oh, you know, I didn't even know this. MVS is there. Jesus. When did MVS go to the, what is it? Marquez Valdes-Scantling was on the Packers for 3 years, then the Chiefs for 2, then the Bills and the Saints in 1 year, then the Seahawks practice squad, then the Niners and the Steelers, and now he's with the Cowboys. How long is this guy going to be milking this? He's 31 years old. I was thinking about that, too, in this game, in the third quarter and fourth quarter, with some of these guys that are out there. It's like, what if this doesn't work? What do you do next? These rosters are at 90. They're cutting them down to 53. if that's 40 guys on 32 teams, that's 1,200 players out of work. So what do? You wait, you do some tryouts on different Tuesdays throughout the year. You wait for the UFL. The UFL should be during the NFL, but like in the middle of the week. Now, I know you have Maction in the middle of the week, but that's really only in October. The UFL, there should be, because then you can send guys up and down. Wouldn't that make a little more sense? I also think college football should be moved to the spring, which I'm not 100% on that take, but I am workshopping being there. It's just a lot of football. And now the NFL is already trying to like take away the NBA's days. You shouldn't have NFL football week 16 games on the same time as college football playoffs. You shouldn't have that. Mr. Positive in the house, Greg. Always a pleasure. He must have already got his call into Westwood if he's bouncing over here. Right, Greg, or no? Not yet tonight? Well, their show starts a little later than mine did. Regarding the running backs, Chris Brooks got some run. Who else got in there? Jaden Nixon scored a touchdown late. Sky Moore, I think there is a roster spot for him. He just had 1 6-yard rush and 1 7-yard catch, but I think there is a roster spot for him. I'm rooting for him to make it. I would like to see a gadget guy. I just don't know if he's as good as, like, who do we have that 1 year? Tyler Irvin. Last year, didn't we sign somebody and then got Mecole Hardman. These guys are gadget guys, but they're not good enough where the gadget is worth taking over a spot of a Chris Brooks or a Marshawn Lloyd. Now, Marshawn Lloyd had a touchdown, and that was on the reception. But Marshawn Lloyd, here's my concern with Marshawn Lloyd, and I could be totally off on this assessment, but this is just what I'm feeling from watching him run and other experience watching other runners. I'm feeling DeAndre Swift here. And I'm not complimenting Marshawn Lloyd. When I say DeAndre Swift, I mean like DeAndre Swift Bears, where he's got all the talent and he's DeAndre Swift. But then when you watch him run, it's like he's working really hard. Maybe AJ Dillon was this way too. Maybe that's a better comp. But I still think Marshawn can like DeAndre Swift had a lot of games where he had 120 total yards, but 89 of them come on one play, and then 31 of them come on the other 31 carries he had. I don't know that Marshawn, the pass, it was nice because he had open space and he just had to juke a linebacker. And we haven't seen enough of him to know, but it does feel like Marshawn Lloyd. I hope I didn't say Lynch a few other times. It's late. Marshawn Lloyd is, I'm not confident he's going to have a nice, yeah, Dylan. It just seems like it's a lot of work for him just to get back to the line of scrimmage is what I feel like there. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. I'm going to have some gummies after this to help myself sleep. I'm in a nice pattern right now where I get what I need done for the day. Either do some pods or some podcast administrative work. That's a fun thing to say. And then I take a couple gummies and either watch Marvel or play games on my phone.
I'm playing one right now called Box Jam, where you have to like, I'm just trying to get to level 100, but you gotta pick all these stupid things. I don't know. I got to pick what first, the keyboards and the backpacks, and it's really hard to see. I don't know. My wife drove today, and so I was on my phone most of the drive. Just playing stupid fucking games. I was going to do a Packers DraftKings fantasy. I wouldn't have played the right guys. I wasn't going to play Trey Smack. Yeah, you almost got to play him captain, Trey Smack. I would have played Love. I thought he might get a touchdown early, but and then just the one series. But you get these, you try to play preseason DraftKings, your starting quarterback gets one touchdown, and then the other guy, well, what was Kyle McCord tonight? He was 12 for 19, 118 yards, no touchdowns. So Jordan Love plays 25% of the time. I think McCord, now that I bring him up, I don't think he's not nothing. I don't think he's not nothing. Bobby says, should I be using THC if I'm in the job market? Well, I've not had to do a drug test for any job I've ever had, I don't think. Maybe. I didn't take a drug test for radio, certainly, and I don't think I took one for TV. Also, if they're like, there's THC in your system, I'll say, yeah, I know. Because my job is a podcast, and I promote Happy Place Hemp, and I use the product to give the testimonial for why others should use the product that I'm promoting with the promo code BART, 25% off happyplacehemp.com. So if you're going to get a little red dot because you didn't like what was in my pee, you could make your decision based on that. Or if you want to say, hey, this guy loved his product so much that he was advertising that he continued to take it knowing we'd be testing. What will I do for your brand if that's what I'll do for mine? Also, I'm not applying for jobs. I'm still waiting for my phone to ring. And it doesn't. It actually does ring when I get voicemails. I've got some more to say on this Packers preseason game, but I've been talking for a half hour and maybe we could use some other voices in there. Do people like the voicemails? I like the voicemails. Do people like the voicemails? I like the voicemails. So let's play some. I got a lot. Oh, shit. No, it looks like I got a couple. I actually thought I had more than this. I don't know if I play that one. Did I play that one? I don't know if I played this one. I'll play this one. I don't know if I play. Tim, you can edit this part. All right. I don't think I played this one. This is from Mark. No, I played that one. All right. This is from David in Buffalo. He's usually good for one.
Hey, Mark. What's going on? This is David from Buffalo. Got to jump in here with a couple thoughts. First off, congrats on getting your name picked up there. I think Buffalo Announcing and Yahoo Sports had your WWE take on there. That was great. One quick wrestling take. I think Roman Reigns and the Bloodline work better as villains. I think that's going to be a great storyline with him and Sokoa and LA Knight and those younger guys, or these lesser name guys need to get elevated. At least they'll be in the main event. I think ultimately what it's going to lead to is Roman doing what he did, you know, but with some different people. And it'll be Roman, like Obafemi, will have to take on the Bloodline to win the championship at WrestleMania. Hopefully he wins. Because I think this has to be the last version of the Bloodline. I mean, we can't keep running that back as much as we have.
All right. That's enough wrestling, even for me. Sorry, David. Austin's joining us. Hey, buddy.
Bart, how are you today? What is that fucking chair here? That is fucking slick.
What do you mean?
I mean, the plaid? Fucking love it.
It's just a chair.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a big chair. It's like you could cuddle in this.
I mean, that's looks like some big Bill Michaels would be able to fit in.
Should I really enjoy the chair?
No.
Here,
okay.
I'll enjoy the chair.
God, that is a nice fucking chair. You know, all right, I don't need to talk about me. So Packers. I don't give a fuck. Excuse the language. About the preseason, but it kind of looked all right.
Did I take you off guard here?
Yeah, big time.
Do you have something to say?
I did, and you completely threw me off. I've never seen something like this before. It's a fucking couch chair.
What's the big deal with this chair?
I don't know. It looks like...
Well, people have been on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream talking about this fucking chair. It's just a chair.
I've never seen something like that in my entire life.
Well, look, there's really nowhere else to sit around here, okay?
Also, Bart, oh my God, Jesus Christ, you could put a Carl's Place golf simulator.
I could put a golf simulator
if you asked me. It looks like it would fit.
I could put a golf simi down here. That could be a good Christmas present for the fam.
Yeah, it looks like it would fit down there. Okay, so I am more here to talk Brewers. I get we're talking Packers. However,
I just played a voicemail about wrestling that I realized was from 2 weeks ago. David just called me tonight. I should probably play that.
Yeah. F wrestling, which I have been trying to watch, and they're just... I can't get back into it. I'll watch the pay-per-views. So the Packers, the one thing that I really liked, who is the kid with the kick return?
For the Packers?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been Pierre Strong.
Okay, and then who's our... special teams coach.
That's that one guy who I keep forgetting his name.
I know. I can't recall it either.
Because I don't see Cam Accord.
Cam Accord.
Okay. I don't know. I talked earlier about Trey Smack, how we're all excited that he's doing well, but I'm just not like... I said this earlier. This is what I said earlier. I love the Packers. But they piss me off.
Fuck yeah, brother.
And I don't like being a cheerleader for them. I don't like, did you see this new special teams coach is like, every time a new person comes here, it's like, Jeff Hafley's so brilliant. Cam Accord is like fucking funny. And passionate, and Trey Smack. Oh, he's the great. Like we get too excited too quickly with all these guys.
Bart,
and then for like Jordan Love, it's like for Jordan Love,
same thing with Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, but then Jordan Love, Austin, it's like, well, it's year 8. I don't know if I've seen what I need to see yet. Oh, our special teams coach is a gift from God.
Yeah, as we've asked D's for the last freaking, I don't know, since I've been 20, so 16 years. Just, I don't understand why we put this. When was literally the last Super Bowl they won was when I was,
you were 20
years old. And who was the special teams coach then? And they only won. I mean, Clay Matthews, that was the coolest. That'll always be the coolest thing. And I don't know. Like, what are we doing? Matt LaFleur sucks. Mike McCarthy had one good year. He had a good defense for a year. I don't know.
Do you know? Okay, I have two questions.
Yeah, hit me.
One, do you know you're on a stream right now?
Yeah.
Two, are you moving, dude?
Yeah. So that's why I'm drinking.
Are you moving in?
Well, I'm going to move upstairs.
Just because I just see boxes back there where posters used to be.
It's all, everything. It all went to it. Dude, I could tell you the story. I don't think your listeners want to hear it, but I could tell the story.
Is it bad?
Nah, it's funny as fuck, actually.
Can you tell it in 45 seconds?
Sure. Some dude bought this house, and I live in a fucking basement level apartment, and basements fucking rock. But the foundation is like collapsing in, so he's got to fix it. So I got to move. It's a 7-house unit. So I have to move to a different one in it. I went to move to level 3. The fucking house was gutted. I was like, it's not fucking livable. God damn the fucks. I'm drunk. Sorry. And I went to go live into a different place on Locust Street. And he's like, oh, no. I'll knock the price down. And so I'm going to live 1 unit up for cheaper. I don't know. So this is what it is. No, I'm live. No, I am actively drinking and don't.
Bobby claims you can't get drunk off Michelob Light.
Well, it's a natural light. Thank you very much.
Dusty says you're the best.
Thanks, Dusty.
And Big Bubs says, are you in a halfway house?
Almost. Yeah, almost. Anyway, one.
I think Austin's halfway to a 6 BAC.
Oh, dude, I could bring my breathalyzer out and you can see where I'm really at. If you want to do it.
I tried one of those ones. Actually, the last time when I went to Denver, one of the guys there had a breathalyzer and we kept doing it. And you'd blow it and it'd be like 0.5. And you're like, okay, I drank more than this. And then you blow it like a minute later and it says, 2-1, and I'm like, this isn't reliable.
Oh no, you got to recalibrate it.
I think the cops were giving them out so that you would blow a 0.7, and then you'd get in the car and you're actually a 2-1, and they could bag you.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I don't trust it. Speaking of, I don't trust. Who's putting these data center commercials on my fucking TV?
Oh my god! First of all, who wants the data centers, Bart? Who's asking for this?
Your boy Crowley seems.
And who's asking for fucking Matt LaFleur to still be the fucking head coach and get an extension?
Not me.
I went on when you went and did the podcast 2022. I hopped in with Sam _Schmitz, and I said LaFleur and stinks. He's not the guy.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not.
But he's here.
Yeah, and we're stuck with him until Until what? What do you think it would take? Because I'm going to, after this question, I'm going to eat my pizza and watch.
Where'd you get it from?
Oh, I made it at home, brother.
What kind?
It is from Gaiman's on Highway 60 and Kettle Moraine Road. Yeah. I'll bring you on sometime, maybe. So what does it take for Matt LaFleur to actually get criticism? That's what I want to know. And I will hang up and I will...
Who's here? Who is this?
Bart, I got to hang up and before the pizza burns. So what does it take for Matt LaFleur from average Packer fans to actually get criticism? What can he not achieve? Because he has been to how many
Austin, NFC championships? Are you looking at this hand?
Yeah, I see it.
The what Brewers is this? Has been going on for 15 minutes on my screen. Throw Who are out. You?
All right. I love you, Bart. You guys are great. And even, you know, waving guy. All right. I got to get the pizza out. I'll be watching on the stream. All right.
Okay, Austin.
All right. Bye.
Do you want to talk?
No.
Tim?
Yes.
I didn't know that was you.
How did you know?
I could tell by your voice.
Hello, Bart.
So you joined 20 minutes ago, didn't tell me.
You kicked me out, too.
Well, because it was just, my screen just had a fucking hand on it.
Testing you, Lord.
Sometimes people jump in the StreamYard to watch it on StreamYard, but then I see them the whole time and it bugs the shit out of me. Watch it on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube. You don't come into StreamYard just to watch. And I thought you were doing that.
Well, I'm just testing you tonight, all right?
Then it said the Brewers did win.
Yes.
Does Miz only pitch on Fridays or what?
Well, that's his day. It was, however, it was on five, like, regular rest for once, so.
Well, every time Miz is pitching, he's in that fucking jersey.
That's why he was off today. He didn't pitch well at all, so.
Yeah, he did.
I'm kind of joking. Like, did you hear Murphy after the game? Like, and did you hear
Miz? That's another thing. I'm not – I love Pat Murphy, but I'm not living on the highs and lows of Pat Murphy fucking –
Miz after the game? He's like –
comedy night. I'm not – there's so many things that I just don't have time for. Trey Smack conversation in
great.
Real life.
Yes, great. That's all I care
Pat
about.
Pat Murphy's – jokes in the press fucking I am out of the listen to press conference era of my life, and I don't want to go back, although I did want to hear what LaFleur said because it looked like Brandon Cisse was hurt.
Yeah, he precautionary, that's why he didn't return. All right, I can tell you that in about 5 seconds.
All right, is that for real?
Yeah, it was precautionary. We'll know more tomorrow.
Okay. Because usually you can tell with LaFleur if they're hurt, he.
Correct. Yes. It sounded like it was just precaution.
Okay. Matt Schneidman tweets, sounds like Brandon Cisse not re-entering after his injury was precautionary.
Did I not just say that?
But then Michael Gross is tweeting here, no questions asked to Matt LaFleur about the status of Brandon Cisse. No one asked him. Well, did he come up and say it's precautionary?
Probably, yeah. That's what.
No one asked him.
Why keep asking if that's what all you're going
to
get?
If every reporter that flew to Denver is going to take a picture of Brandon Cisse on the bike and say, interesting development, he's out early, and then not ask a question about it after the game, why did you go?
Oh, boy. Sorry. Watching a game.
Yeah. Why get on here and contribute?
Sorry. I was watching a baseball game that's a little more important than a meaningless preseason game.
Who's on now?
The Cubs.
Oh, they're out in L.A.?
No, they're out in Seattle.
Oh, they go to L.A. soon, don't they?
No. I don't know where you're getting L.A. from.
I don't know. I'm sorry I'm not going to be at your thing.
You knew something. Anywho, it was precautionary. And by the way, how many of those reporters were actually out there or just took the picture from their TV on the bike? A lot of these reporters don't go to the preseason game.
I saw someone tweet, when it's Cubs LA, I root for the meteorite.
Sure. I mean,
but you're right. They're going to Arizona next.
I root for the Dodgers, actually, when they're out.
See, and I'm not doing that either. I'm not watching. I'm not fucking scoreboard watching the Cubs right now.
Our magic number is below 30, so now it's time to start scoreboard watching.
No, it's not. It's not. Scoreboard watching you do in chase mode.
So we just sit there and... Great, we're these many games.
I just watched the Brewers win a game today.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going to spend my night watching the Cubs.
I'm not. Oh, I did not spend my entire night watching the Cubs.
No, I know, but that's why I don't. If the Brewers won, they did their job.
They did their job.
And well, I don't care about. Kevin says I'm not a fan of anything. It's not that I'm not a fan of anything. That is an appropriate comment for the way I've been talking tonight. I don't have the bandwidth anymore for things that bother me.
What do you mean bother you? Does watching the Cubs bother you? Does watching a meaningless preseason game?
Well, no, I don't.
That couch, by the way. Or chair.
It's a chair.
Chair. It's a chair. I see.
It's got to fit my whole belly.
When you were closer, it looked like a couch.
I got to fit my fat ass.
That's like, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
I would like to answer another question that hasn't been asked. I wear my Into the Winklerverse hats on my podcast, but not like in real life either.
You don't wear it in public or anything?
I don't go to Metro Market and wear my fucking Winklerverse hat.
Pick up little Bart from school in your Winklerverse hat, or you don't go work out in your Winklerverse hat, like turn it around and work out?
No.
Oh, okay. You don't wear it when you go for your walks? When you know?
No, because when I ruin hats on my walks because I sweat.
Oh, I've ruined my new brewer hat already.
If you're like me, you're the kid who savored every last drop of sugary milk at the bottom of your cereal bowl while watching Saturday morning cartoons. Cachava's new flavor, Cinnamon French Toast, gives you a bit of that classic nostalgia. And I love that it's made with real cinnamon bark. It's a comfort flavor, but with benefits and without the sugary drawbacks. There's no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. It's non-GMO, there's no soy, there's no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. But Cachava does provide all the nutrition your body craves in one deliciously simple shake with just 2 scoops. So treat yourself to a childhood favorite. Go to Cachava.com and use code SPORTS for 15% off your first order. That's Cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com with code SPORTS.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
You did?
Oh, yeah, it's you look underneath and it's pretty bad.
I was going to get a new hat yesterday when I went, but I didn't. Oh, I have a public service announcement for people that are interested in, like if you're a card collector, go to Miller Park.
Why?
My kid really wanted cards yesterday.
The team start? Oh, and the guest relations?
No, not that. The team store, the main team store, had the Topps 2026, but only the box. And that was like $80. So I wasn't going to buy that for my kid. And I thought, okay, this box is probably 50, but it's marked up because you're at the stadium.
Correct. Okay?
But then we eventually made our way over to the team store that you can go in at any point, anytime, that's always open.
Yeah.
By the liney thing.
Wait, isn't that the main team store?
No.
Yeah, the main, that's the main team store.
The main team store is at home plate.
Okay. No, the main team store is in right field.
That is interesting because that's the one that's open.
That's, yeah, that's the one that's always open. That is the main team store.
That's no.
That has everything that's sold at all these other little team stores around the park. Yes. Yes.
I know where it's the one that you can go to at any time.
Correct.
But it's not the biggest.
Yes, it is. The one in left field?
Is bigger than the one by home plate?
Yes, by far. That, yes.
No.
Yes. You're crazy.
The one anyway.
Yeah.
We can, this is a great discussion we can continue to have. I'll long form it with Paul maybe. They had packs of Topps cards. And it's the 14 cards in a pack. Guess how much they were selling them for?
God, $25.
You won't even believe it when I tell you.
Don't tell me a dollar.
$3.99. That same pack at Target goes for $9.
So it's cheaper.
It's the cheapest you're going to find
anyway.
2026 Topps cards in all of Milwaukee.
How many cards in a pack?
14.
That's not bad.
14 cards. So, like, back in the day, packs of cards were like $2 or $3 for 10 cards. This is 90s pricing. Yeah. This has to be a mistake. Like, I think it meant to say $13.99.
You just forgot. I mean, how many did you buy?
I bought 5 packs for $15.
Well, maybe you got them on a mistake or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin says, to me, you're not a sports guy. You're a guy who covers sports.
Oh.
Someone disagreed, but then he said, if you don't know who the Cubs are playing and you follow the Brewers or MLB on a regular basis, you're not a sports fan. No, I think this is I'd like to say a little more on that if I can. The difference is because I remember being in lacrosse maybe like 2007
back when the Twins were really good.
Yeah.
I hear lacrosse is some of it's Twins territory.
Lacrosse is Wisconsin.
Sure, it's Wisconsin, but
it's not like Kenosha.
No, but.
I'll tell you, and especially at college, when I was there in college, there was a year I think the Twins, Vikings, and Wild all made the playoffs. And so, like, I remember this one girl. Her name was.
Just call her Sarah. Mary.
Oh, now I don't even remember her name.
Joanne.
But she did Ivana. Not like me.
Ivana. Melania.
But she was.
Laura.
No.
Ivana.
Fuck, Ivana. I really forgot her name.
Melania.
Isn't that crazy? She was a part of my everyday life for 4 years. I forgot her name.
Laura.
No, but she would always be like, the one to, oh, she's in a Wild jersey now. I haven't heard you talk about the Wild your whole life.
All of a sudden,
and you know what is unfair is the Twins jersey shirts. For whatever reason with the Twins, it didn't matter what you thought somebody was on the attractive scale. If they were wearing a Joe Mauer jersey, they were a 10. There's something about a Twins jersey on these girls. I don't know what it was. I could have just been a horny college kid. I think her name was Nikki. It wasn't, though. Anyway, why don't I know who the Cubs are playing? Because, back in 2007, the Brewers did not make the playoffs that year, but I was scoreboard watching in like August. The Giants were a team I was watching because the Brewers were like trying to come up to them. I'm not scoreboard watching now and not worrying about the Cubs now or who they're playing because we're not in chase mode.
Yeah, but we're in win mode. Like, let's try.
Right. And we won today. I don't bother myself with how the Cubs did because we won.
Separation mode. Like, let's add as many games as we can between now and when we play them so that, oh, I don't know, if we do get swept, that there's some wiggle room where, all right, sure, we can afford to get swept and still have a little bit of a lead.
When the Brewers are no longer in first place, I'll find out about it.
Okay.
I am just trying to. I have 24 hours in a day as anybody. I'm just trying to maximize my 24 hours.
Are you looking forward to the game Sunday night?
And right now, 2 to 3 of those hours a day are playing WWE 2K26 with my kid.
There you go. Who are you?
We do my GM mode, so I run SmackDown and he runs Raw.
Okay, all right. Do you play the ladies match?
Yeah, we play the ladies.
Okay.
I'm excited for Sunday. Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
What do you play on, by the way? PlayStation 5?
PS5.
How is the game? I'm thinking about getting
it. No, you're not.
No, I am.
The wrestling game?
Yeah.
Well, the new one's coming out soon.
All right. Sunday. Are you looking forward to that game? The Little League game. Our first national.
Classic Tim question.
Oh, fine. Whatever. Fine. Forget it. Forget Sunday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game.
It's our first game on, like, Sunday night. And it's not even the real Sunday night. It's the fake Sunday night.
Isn't it? It's on ESPN again, though, right?
Yeah, on NBC.
Corey says main team store is left field.
Thank you.
Corey also says, doesn't matter how much it costs, you're lighting money on fire, ripping packs.
All right, there we go. The Cubs are going to, the Mariners are going to get out of it.
We pulled Andre Dawson that I put on eBay for $50. It's autographed.
Did you
sell it? I think I put it on there for $20.
And it went for $50?
Yeah, I got two things on eBay right now. You want to see?
Sure. Why not? We're at this point in the night.
Yeah. All right.
Saw your boy Freeman, by the way.
He did? How's he doing?
He's great. Tell Barney say hi. All right.
All right. Here's what we got on eBay right now. We got Andre Dawson, tops to, oh, it's not 1991. Oh, yeah. It's a reprint of 91. There's only 50 of these autographed. I put it on for $23. I got 4 watchers already.
How many bids? Any bids? No.
No, but I got one bid on this.
What is
Padres bag that I got when I went to the game this year?
Oh, yeah. You did go out to San Diego. Look at that logo. See, that's a good San Diego Padres logo. That old logo.
Yeah. So this, I'll show you this logo. I wanted this 1992 to 98 logo.
Yeah, the baseball club. Yeah.
So I was dead set on buying a hat with that logo on it. And I went to all the Padres team stores, even the main one, not a single one. It was all the other shit.
All the new stuff. And they're in their wild color of whatever. Hey, did you see that Packer leak today about the jerseys and the like all gold? Is that? I thought they were going blackout.
They teased it, and then somebody did a mock-up of what an all-gold jersey would look like.
Okay, so that was not a leak.
I don't think that was a leak, but I'm scared for what these jerseys are going to look like.
Okay, so then let's go back a few weeks ago. Didn't they tease something about a blackout? Like, if you go back and look on their Twitter, like, rivalries versus Bears coming up. So are they like, is this going to be like their throwback then?
I don't know. Remember when they made, there was a time where everyone wanted these black jerseys. And so they made a black Favre one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a bunch of people bought it. And I just thought they looked so ugly.
They were very ugly.
Like they were black and then had some yellow. Like why would anyone ever buy something that fucking ugly?
Again, the only time you wear it is right now.
Now it's a sick hat, though, bro.
It is. I like it. I actually did buy a sweatshirt.
You did?
Yep.
I would have got you one.
Oh! He got hit in the head. Sorry. Don't watch the Mariners. Don't watch the Cubs.
I watch a lot of baseball. I watched I was watching Rangers Yankees yesterday.
Here you go.
Oh, I got to dance for like a monkey now.
Who's Bonnie?
Bonnie, I got some spam call. I don't know what her number was.
You've reached our loan specialist. This call is for those interested in reviewing a hardship personal loan offer.
I'm getting more spam text messages than ever.
Oh, I got one for, they called me Francie. Francie, it's time to vote.
I got one where a guy calls me Jared with two R's. Jerrod. I got one text today. I get a lot of them that are like, apply to this job.
I got one, like, we have a job for you with Amazon, and you can earn up to $2,000 if you work 15 hours, like something like that.
Yeah. Then I get a lot of these. This is from a 416 number. All it says is, how about a light lunch tomorrow? Maybe something fresh. What am I supposed to do with that? Oh, was that last Thursday night? What was last Thursday?
During the state fair?
No, I'm trying to call this spam number I called.
I don't think they'll allow you.
Oh, no, I was calling back. So if the 21st was then it was the 14th, so it was the 13th. Maybe this is it?
What's going on, Bart?
Who is this?
This is Matthew with Chicago. What you doing calling me?
Oh, this is you're calling me?
No. Did I call you?
No, you left me a voicemail once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for a phone number from a spam call I was calling back, and I thought it was this one, but it wasn't. Oh, this is Matthew. I played your voicemail last week.
What's up, boy?
Well, I'm doing a podcast right now. I'm live right now.
Okay, you good? You good? Everything cool?
Yeah, you got anything you want to say?
Not too much, man. Realistically, how the Bears going to do this season? Forget tomorrow versus Cincinnati. How you think the Bears going to fare this season? I think they're going to be good, Barb. For real, though. They might actually be good.
No, I was talking with my mother-in-law about this because they're from Chicago.
Right.
And she's become a Packer fan. They've lived here long enough, but
Oh no.
But two of her kids are still Bears fans, and I talked to my in-laws and they're always like you guys think Caleb Williams is so much better than Jordan Love. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, that's just because, you know, a lot of Bears fans got a lot of trauma from Rodgers and Favre. So they probably just say that, you know, just to get under your skin a little bit. But you keep it a buck with me. You keep it 100. I think they both playmakers, Bar. You know that. They both playmakers. And if they any given Sunday, they could, you know, they could go off. But, man, I don't know. They're saying that Ben Johnson hasn't seen his kids. He's been at the practice facility 24 hours. He's sleeping there. I mean, if they're talking that talk like that, I mean, that they're really saying, Bart, that the Bears gonna be good. Now, I don't expect the Packers to ever be bad. You know, I was born in 92, but the Bears might be something decent this year. I don't know about the Lions or the Vikings, but Packers are always our, you know, status quo. We like to, you know, put ourselves on the bar that you guys are on, but
a good game for the early season. I think you guys come here on Christmas. That's going to be a good game.
I don't like the Bears uniform for that rivalry game, Bart, because they're doing all white. They're doing the white helmet.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I don't like the they copying off y'all with the Blizzard package or whatever it's called.
Hey, what are you doing at midnight on a Friday that you're just like? You sound like you're wide awake.
No, to be honest, I just got home from my cousin's a high school football game. There was an hour and a half away in Batavia. It's like a far west suburb of Chicago. So I literally just got home. I just heated up some chicken Alfredo in the microwave, and I'm about to crash the couch like you do.
And then I called you, and you're probably like, "What the fuck?"
I'm like, "What the hell is he doing calling me right now? What the hell? I thought he was trying to holler at me."
Well, I am kind of.
Hey man, no problem. Call back anytime. I'm not the spammer though.
No, I know. All right. Yeah, you call me anytime too.
All right, Bar. Have a good one, Papa.
See you, buddy. All right, so that was the wrong number.
Oh, that's good shit. Two outs. Runners on first and third.
I don't have Bonnie's number anymore.
Who is Bonnie?
Bonnie, it was someone that called me. It was like, "You have won a cruise," but it was an AI voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kept calling the number back, and I kept asking for Bonnie, and it would be a guy. So that guy's called my voicemail. So when you call my voicemail, the 402-915-2278,
it goes to
my phone. And I think it must have shown the 402 number that he knows is me, because, I mean, he knew it was me right away. I don't know.
The Brewers are now up 6 games in the NL Central. 6 games.
See, why am I watching the Cubs on a fucking Friday night at 11:30 if the difference is 6 or 5?
Because
I'm telling you, we are too good to care.
You're not watching them. I'm watching them. I have nothing to do other than to call in to talk to you, and the Cubs just lost. And the Brewers gained a game. All right? Lord.
I might actually have a voicemail from Matthew. I'm going to look. So what's with this golf outing tomorrow?
Yeah. Why are you still in Milwaukee?
I'm not.
You're in Milwaukee right now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? I thought that was your basement.
No, I'd have the pegboard if it was my basement.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. Maybe it moved around or something. I don't know. Fuck.
Tim, if I had this chair, we'd be on this chair every fucking night.
I would say I'm coming over, but you don't allow me in your house.
Q's been in my house. You can come in my house.
Well.
You know who stopped by my house the other day? LaCroix Butler.
Shut up.
Yeah.
For what?
It's Cone's bachelor party, so he's picking up some koozies.
Wait, when's his bachelor party?
Right now.
Today?
Yeah.
Why weren't we invited?
I don't know.
Where is it? I'm crashing.
I don't know.
I'm crashing this thing.
It's up north somewhere.
Oh.
All right, here's a voicemail from Painter Tom. Or no, Teacher Tom. School's back for him, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a voicemail.
Hey, Teacher Tom here. And whenever I hear somebody say that was not on my bingo card, it makes me think of Bart. And kind of on the same page of being annoyed when people say that. I thought it was clever when that saying first started, but now people say it way too much and it's not clever anymore. But my question, what is on Bart's bingo card for the 2026 Green Bay Packers season? Not the things that are not, but what is on his bingo card? Have a good one.
Seven seed, nine wins.
Yeah, I think they got 11 in them. Still, probably like a six with 11.
I am surprised that not on my bingo card has had staying power. It's been multiple years now. Like, I thought, okay, this is annoying, but it's something that people will say a little bit and then it will dissipate. We'll move on. But people won't stop saying, I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Have that on my bingo card this week.
Oh, I know this is an hour 12 in. I meant to say this earlier, but not that this time isn't as important as the earlier time. But I got a message from Paul.
Emick?
No. Holy cow, Bart. And Shaney just got back to me within a couple hours. I'm going to be saving $1,500 a year between my house and car insurance. Dan Shaney.
Hey, what was the attendance at yesterday's brewery?
35.
40 today.
I thought yesterday was pretty packed.
Day games are. What do you think about the 3:15 start on Fridays? And can you see that next year? Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Really?
Friday home games during the summer?
Why? Well, first of all, not next year.
Oh, sorry. Partially next year. So
why they do it today? Because they had a concert?
Help me with my predicament. We are set to renew season tickets for next year. Do I give my money to the Brewers and say, here you go?
I say no. Well, it's about postseason tickets, I think, for people right now.
Well, postseason, yeah, but renewals just went out. So renewals, you have until September 1st to renew or not.
But then you get good postseason tickets or no?
Correct. I mean, I get postseason tickets no matter what if I renew or not, because I had tickets for this year. Do I not pay anything for next year but do the postseason? And then anything you don't use in postseason. So for postseason, you buy the entire thing right now.
Right, yeah.
Anything you don't
use. They take all your money, collect interest on it, and give it back to you.
You can either get it
back. That should not be legal.
No, that's what every team in every sport does. So
was tonight an earlier game because of the Packers?
This was originally 3:15 from the beginning the schedule came out.
I know they play Sunday night, but the game tomorrow is at 1:10, so that's the travel day.
Correct.
This could have been played tonight. They've done 7-1 a million times.
Yeah, but then you can't play a 1 o'clock game tomorrow.
But there was also a community night. Was it part of that? Because there was a concert.
No, there was no concert today.
Are you indirectly telling me the Brewers are going to move to 3:15 starts on Friday?
That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Weren't you wrong about the Wisco jerseys?
I was right.
You were adamant and said that's not what they look like.
I know. And then I ate my crow, and then I bought one.
So that means you were wrong, Tim.
Sure.
But you just said you were right.
Correct. Shit.
Anything else I wanted to say about the Packer game?
They won. We're 1-1 going into the preseason finale. And home game number one.
There's nothing like yesterday's game was fun because when they put up a bunch of runs in the first inning, it just feels so like it feels so wrong.
Craig Council looks like got thrown out of tonight's game too. What do you mean so wrong?
It feels like, oh my God, you can do this? Like yeah. When like the playoff when Michael Bush homered and then the Brewers scored a shitload of runs in the bottom. I don't know. Just scoring in the first inning of a baseball game feels like what's something that's not illegal, but feels illegal.
So what about
putting up a crooked number in the first inning of a baseball game
and not scoring at all the rest of the game? That's
well, Garrett Mitchell hit a home run. We got to see correct. Bernie go down the slide.
Yes. Oh, was that the okay? Did you stay for the entire game?
We left in the ninth.
In the ninth, okay.
Because I parked in Yount.
Not in the parking lot we tailgated.
No. I couldn't get a preferred pass. They were all sold out. So then I went to – because I was going to – oh, the mini golf thing? You can't do that during the game?
No, they closed that. Like, once the game starts or, like, 10 minutes before the game starts or something, right?
Because I was a little confused. I knew where it was. I didn't realize they took that bar down.
What bar?
There was where you can go in and then go outside and smoke?
At Fridays, yes. The old Fridays.
Because I thought you had to go in and then, like, I thought this whole area was come in and then go back out, but it's in the park.
Correct.
But it's not.
Yeah, it's outside the park.
I could just take my putter and a ball and go play it tomorrow.
Just wait till the playoffs start. You know they're going to use that. I don't know if you saw, like, the perfect square to put a TV and then another TV.
Oh, no, they have a beer garden for that. Yeah.
Yeah, just wait till the postseason. That thing's going to be like, come on down to our postseason, you know, outdoor party. Just wait.
It is depressing walking back over the bridge and it's just all parking lot. Like, there should be somewhere I can walk to.
Here we go.
Well, what the fuck, Tim?
What do you want there?
Places where I can get shit-faced, you dumbass, and then get back in my car.
That's called tailgating, you dumbass.
Bobby says, why the fuck do they stop selling beer at the seventh inning?
I don't know why that is.
Well, it's because they don't want you drinking and then leaving the game.
They police you walking out, not really, with a beer.
The seventh inning thing, it's total liability. Because the Brewers will say, well, we didn't serve. We had the eighth and ninth inning. We haven't served them for an hour.
Do you remember before the seventh inning rule, it was like 2.5 hours after first pitch or 2 hours after first pitch?
I don't remember that.
I do, because there were some times where the game would go 2 hours, so people were still getting drinks in the ninth inning.
Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, games are short now.
Yeah, so pretty much they're doing it like an hour and a half. That's what it comes down to now.
Today was 2.5. I think they should allow you. I think the park should be open all year.
Like
Sunday, they play in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So if I want to get a couple of buddies and go sit in section 120 and have some beers and watch the game on the Jumbotron, open it up for us.
Interesting. Sure, whatever you want, Bart. What the fuck are you saying?
What are you mad at me for? What's wrong with that? Why am I blowing off my idea? Like I said, we should play baseball on the fucking moon.
Yeah, sure. Let's play baseball on the sun.
All right.
This was built with taxpayer money. I should be able to enjoy it, Tim.
Now.
Jesus Christ. Look at the shadow of your phone. Make animals back there.
Here.
Yeah. All right. What do we accomplish? Tim hates my ideas. I'm a shitty Packer fan. I'm not talking about Trey Smack outside of this.
You're a shitty Packer owner, not a fan, an owner.
I just randomly called Matthew.
Good show tonight, Bart. Can I go to bed? I got a big day tomorrow without you.
I might go to the Timber Rattlers game.
Okay. Is Sal Frelick playing tomorrow?
Did he play tonight?
I don't know if he was in Nashville or not, but I don't know why they keep sending him down. Do they not want to call him up? Like, he's gotten enough at-bats. I think he's got over 25.
They lost 8-4 tonight.
And what about Joe Kunal?
Oh, I could go see that Strasnyder kid that hit a home run to his dad. No, Brady Ebel. I could watch him.
The Ebel brothers?
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't really have. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can be done.
I mean, I'm done. You can keep going if you want.
I might just sleep on this couch tonight. Or chair. Okay.
I'm going to a soccer game on Sunday.
Jesus Christ.
College soccer. The battle for 94.
What, is it Marquette versus DePaul?
No, Marquette versus Wisconsin.
Oh, 90. No. Nah.
Now,
I'll do a post game next Friday.
If I were going to Marquette, like Marquette and UWM, it would be the battle to tear down 794. Which, by the way, we should keep it up, but that's a different discussion for a different day.
No, we got to tear that thing down. No. Although every time I'm on it, I'm like, man, this is nice.
Happy bachelor party, Cone, because I'm sure he's watching.
All right. Thanks for everyone joining. Thanks for your mystery join. Thanks for waiting 20 minutes in the waiting room without telling me.
I'm like, how do I end this? How can I get on?
Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Go Brewers.
Go, yeah, fuck off.
Fuck you. Go.
Grainger knows when you're a procurement manager for an office park, you're not managing one building, you're managing all of them. And to stay ahead, you need to see through walls and around corners. Lights about to fail, filters ready to clog, HVAC on its last leg. If you wait until something breaks, you're already behind. Count on Grainger for quality products, easy reordering, and 24/7 support. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sleep Number's new collections are designed to adapt to the changing nature of your life and your sleep needs. Whether it's the personalized comfort of the Comfort Mode mattress, the targeted pressure relief of the Comfort Next mattress, or the Climate Collection that actively cools or warms to help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
And now, all beds are on sale during our biggest sale of the year. Save 25% on the new Comfort Next Lux, plus free delivery on any mattress. Ends Monday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.